Join me as we close in prayer. Lord, with our hearts full of your love and Holy Spirit, guide us through this new year and allow us to see others through your eyes. Help us to show your compassion, your forgiveness, your hope, your faith to all that we meet. We thank you and we give you praise for giving us the opportunity today to renew our baptism and stay in relationship with you. Today is a new beginning. Tomorrow could be a new beginning too. But if I've learned one thing, when the Lord speaks to you, you should move. You might not think it's Him, but if He lives in you and you are a believer, it's His Spirit. When you feel nudged, be bold. Don't be afraid of what somebody thinks. That could be their last opportunity. Just like my friend at work. He might not make it, but if he makes it, he's going to remember that somebody prayed for him, regardless if he said, well, you can do it if it makes you feel better. I said, it makes me feel better. Take some time today. 10 minutes. Just 10 minutes. Get quiet. And think about being Jesus-centered for the whole year. What will it take for you to be Jesus-centered for the whole year? Is it sing the same song every day when you get up? Is it take the Bible verse to your horn on your car? Is it watching your favorite program? Whatever it is that can help you stay intentional. You're not going to be perfect. You're going to mess it up. It's okay. Jesus is still there right beside us. He won't leave us. Doesn't matter what we're going through. We might think He's left us. He's not going to leave us. So I just pray that something today touched you in a way that will encourage you to look for the things to be grateful about. To take a minute and look in your heart and see if any of those conditions you have today, or when you wake up tomorrow, you might have one. Our spirit man is stronger than our flesh man. So I pray that with your heart full of love and the Holy Spirit, that you will move through this new year in a way that you have never faced a year before. And that you have the ability to put on the glasses that allow you to see others the way that Jesus sees them. And that you will have the wisdom and the strength to do it. And I give thanks to the Lord for our church family here today. I ask that the Lord would cover us in His grace and that He would allow us to walk in the power of His righteousness. And we thank Him for His baptism and His example. What a loving God.